Every week we like to take a look at politics. To the White House we go. And the president himself. Hello, sir.
Hey, Michelin man. Yeah, you're looking different on the Zoom. You have red hair and freckles now?
No, I don't.
Oh, my bad. That was my press secretary, Jen Psaki Bomber. I forgot to leave the meeting on the Zoom tube. Hang on there. So many buttons to press here, Jack. Whoops. There's the nuclear one. Good thing they have that locked away from me, man.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sir, you have some very big tasks in front of you between the COVID vaccinations and the stimulus checks.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have it any other way, man. Everybody's going to be getting their simultaneous checks right here in their hands next week, or this week. I promise you, we're going like gangbusters around here, man. Keeping my promises to the peeping Tom, the people. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a check to reward you for stimulating things. And in some cases, we're kind of just going to be paying you to stop or at least slow down all the stimulating that you're doing. Like Governor Andrew Cuomo, he's a handsy son of a bitch, and he's got to knock it off, man.
All right. Sir, let's get back to your goal for COVID of shots and checks.
Yes, sir. 100 million shots in the pockets and 100 million checks in the arms of every Americano.
No.
I promise you. My rescue plan's kicking into high gear like the 327 in my 67 vet, Jack. So just to recap, that's 10 shots over the next $100 million and 100 million checks into the next 10 arms. Now, if that ain't ambitious, then I don't know what is, man.
Okay. We'll sort out those numbers. Meanwhile, can you tell us anything about how you're going to pay for the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill? We hear it's going to be the biggest tax increase since 1993.
The biggest one you ever saw, Jack. We're going to tax you so much your accountant's calculator is going to run out of solar power.
Well, I can't wait. Sir, I wanted to ask you about the governor of New York. You mentioned him. The accusations against him are really growing.
Let me tell you something, Milt. Andrew Cuomo is Matt Lauer with a good meatball recipe and a nice head of hair.
Okay?
7 women now. This guy's starting to put up some Harvey Weinstein numbers, man.
Oh,
7
no.
women. Or as Harvey calls that, a slow weekend.
Okay.
But bump.
Yeah. Well, beyond the numbers, sir, there's a disturbing report that he's having his COVID person calling around the state to gauge people's loyalty to him before he allows them to have the vaccine.
Oh, now, come on. He would never try anything like that. I mean, that's just kind of wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt your fluffy little interview, but I have a question that you must answer immediately.
Governor Cuomo, you're on with us?
No. You are on with me. With me. You are on. Get that straight. Now, before we continue... Before we continue, I have a question. Are you with me?
I'm sorry?
Don't say I'm sorry like a little third grade girl who hit her chewing gum under the desk. Are you with me? Answer. I might be packing heat.
Okay. I'm not sure what your question means.
I'll spell it out for you. For you. I'll spell it out for you. S-P-E-L-L, spell it out. Are you loyal to me, yes or no?
Yeah, hell yes. Gee whiz, this guy's creepy. Just tell him yes, Malcolm.
It's Mitch.
Who cares? Both of yous, right now. Mitch and Malcolm, are you loyal to me? And let me tell you what's at stake before you answer.
Okay.
How's a needle with a shot of Moderna sound, huh? That's what's waiting for you, should you answer correctly. Now, are you loyal to me? To me. Me, the love gov. And by the way, I never had inappropriate sex with anybody. And by inappropriate, I mean any girl who wasn't at least a 9. An 8 would be inappropriate. A 7, highly inappropriate.
Okay.
After all, I have an Emmy.
Oh,
hey, Andy, now listen, buddy. Come on off that ledge, man. Back off, Grandpa. You just keep sniffing hair, okay?
Oh, God.
I'm Italian. I go for the whole thing. Marone! You should have seen this reporter they sent in the morning. My hand to God, she was an 11. I said, hey, baby, have you heard anything about me that's creepy? She said, no. I said, do you want to? Whoa! Bada bing, bada boom. I am not resigning.
Okay, sir. I think maybe you need to go consult with your staff.
Don't be talking about my staff, little man. No one gets to talk about my staff except my baby brother and that chick I was telling you about, okay? Man, I hope she calls. I hope she calls. She calls. I hope. Soon, I hope.
Okay, let's get back to the conversation with the president, okay? I think he's gone, I hope. Mr. President, sorry about that. I do need to ask you about the crisis at the border.
Hoo-ho, Jackaroonie. Nobody's calling it a crisis that I know of.
Actually, all the news outlets, even CNN now, is calling it a crisis.
I must have missed that, man. Damn cable operator. Anyhow, all I can say is this. It's not a crisis. It's just like, well, just like one of those parties you have for your wife, or you think you're going to invite your sister and her other sister and maybe your mother. But then her friend Judy wants to come, and Judy invites all the gals from the book club. And they have all their friends, and then the bridge club wants in. And the next thing you know, you have a crisis.
Okay. So what you're saying is you invited too many people in.
Well, I may have said something in Spanish during a campaign stop. I had a nip of tequila, so, you know, the old tongue got pretty slippery there.
What exactly did you say?
Well, I might have said, hey, everybody, if I win this thing, party's at my house, the White House, you know, something like that, maybe.
Okay. Oh, boy. Finally, let's shift gears and end on something light. What do you make of people wanting to get rid of the cartoon character Pepe Le Pew?
Oh, I just get so mad over what they're saying about sweet little Pepe. He's just an incredibly romantic Frenchman, and I don't think he's guilty of Cuomo-ing, groping up on anyone. Leave Pepe alone, man. Besides, he don't smell so bad. His fur looks kind of sweet. It's smelling to me, that is.
Let's leave it there.
Hey, so long, Martin. Turn your camera on next time when we do the Zoom tube.
Okay.
Great talking to you, Stever. And we'll talk to you later, Kermit.
Okay. The President of the United States, I think, here on 760 WJR.